It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Emily Connolly, editor at Audiophile, is with me this week. And it's been a very interesting week in what you've chosen, Emily.
Yes. There's so many good audiobooks out there. It's been fun picking out what to talk about with you.
And so what do we have next?
Today we have something that I loved listening to with my family. It is Sisters of the Never Sea, and it's written by Cynthia Leitich-Smith, and it's narrated by Katie Anvil Rich. And I think if you're looking for a good family audiobook to listen to, maybe on a road trip this summer, or just while you're home listening together, this is it. I loved it. So the author, Cynthia Leitich-Smith, who's Muscogee Creek, took the story of Peter Pan and has re-examined it, making it modern, but also centered on the lives of Indigenous people and two sisters in particular, Wendy and Lily. And Katie Anvil Rich, the narrator, who's Chickasaw and Cherokee, has a really animated voice that matches these characters so perfectly. And I think she particularly gets the kind of obnoxiously spirited voice of Peter Pan down. Because in this story, he's not the hero and is much more of the villain, very self-centered, because, you know, if you think about it, he's been taking all these kids from their homes for so many years and making them act out all these stories with him. And so it was a fascinating one to listen to. And, you know, I grew up knowing the story of Peter Pan. My kids have not seen that movie or read the book because I had problems with parts of the story and how, particularly how it treated the Indigenous characters. So it was excellent getting to listen to this and seeing a different take on that story that's in conversation with it and still is full of magical characters and all these spirited kids and a big adventure, but also doesn't shy away from some of these tougher ideas about, you know, what was in the heart of that story to begin with and what is going on with Peter and what's going on with the native kids on the island.
But this is also being done a lot, Peter Pan, from when you tell it from the girl's point of view or an Indigenous point of view. Lauren Gunderson did it on stage. Madeline Syatt is doing it now. I mean, there's a lot about it that is so compelling and magical of, you know, forever being a kid and never growing up in this magic place where people can fly. And obviously so much of it is problematic too. So it's wonderful to turn that lens and like on a kaleidoscope and suddenly the crystals are making a different picture.
Mm-hmm. And the siblings are from a blended family. So you have Lily, who's Muscogee Creek, and her stepsister, Wendy, is English. Their younger brother, Michael, is both. The parents are separating. They're having a trial separation. So there's tension in the family that Peter is jumping into, trying to lure the kids away because he wants a new storyteller.
I'm curious about Katie as a narrator.
Oh, she's so fun. And I think she does a great job really animating all these different characters. There's a lot of liveliness to the story and to her narration.
Well, why don't we hear some now?
Sure. So this is a scene from the beginning of the audiobook, and Peter Pan and Belle are appearing in the bedroom with the Robert Starling children, and Peter Pan is asking for help reuniting him with his shadow.
This is Sisters of the Never Sea by Cynthia Leitich-Smith, and it's read by Katie Anvil Rich.
Though she had had her quarrels with Peter, plenty of them, it irked her to hear Lily question him so suspiciously. You see, Belle loved Peter, though she didn't always like him. And however tested, a fairy's love is a lifelong bond. She explained, "He is seeking playmates. Children need playmates to be happy, healthy, and whole." Peter spun in place and winked at the stepsisters. "I understand that you can't help staring. All the girls like me. Everyone likes me. I project a manly presence." Lily folded her arms across her chest and muttered, "That's optimistic." Wendy repressed a snort laugh. "When did you last see your shadow?" "I'm not sure exactly. Peter marched into Michael's toy box, which resembled a treasure chest, and opened the lid. It used to follow me everywhere. Rummaging inside, Peter tossed out Black Panther, Thor, Spider-Man, and Wonder Woman action figures.
Oh my God, the narcissist, I project a manly image. I mean, he really, that could have been in the original. I mean, he's so obnoxious.
Yeah, and even the kids were like, oh, Peter, oh, look, what is he? He's being so obnoxious. He's so full of himself.
And where does this story take place? You said it was set in the modern era, like now, but where?
They're in Oklahoma, and but then they're in Neverland. So that's where the most of the story takes place.
Obviously,
And different parts of the island. You know, they're Wendy and Michael are going, and they wind up with the lost boys. They're pursued by Lily, who wants to get her siblings back and is worried about them, and winds up with the native kids on the island. So you meet them and learn their stories. And, you know, it's interesting seeing how Peter treats them versus how he treats the lost and what happens as they all age while he stays forever young. Excellent family audiobook.
Okay, that is Sisters of the Never Sea by Cynthia Leitik Smith, read by Katie Anvil Rich. Okay, Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Talk to you tomorrow. Today's episode of Behind the Mic is sponsored by Graphic Audio, A Movie in Your Mind, featuring dramatized adaptations of fantasy and sci-fi novels by Brandon Sanderson, Brent Weeks, Elizabeth Moon, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.